Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're one Ja Morant bucket away from a three-teamer over the weekend that would have hit for $63.52 on your three-leg $10 parlay. Of course, tomorrow is the day at the brick-and-mortar casinos. You'll be able to go in and place a wager. I will hold back all my comments on the, well, let's go get this guy making a bet when he can't even, you know, figure out whether to wipe his watch or wind his ass when it comes to gambling. But let's bring in this guy to come in and here's your $10, sir. Make a wager and give us this photo op.
Wow. Sounds personal.
Do you think Julian Edelman's placed a bet in his life?
I thought he bet like $1 million on Tom Brady or something.
Come on. It was after he became a partner with one of these places. He was doing it on his own. Anyway,
Calvin Ridley would be a good spokesman.
Now, there you go. When the state of Florida finally, now there's a guy that you would say, come sit down and let's talk gambling.
What about Pete Rose?
I don't know why. Again, Pete Rose, O.J. Simpson, you want to make a real splash, bring in a rental to drop a couple of shekels in your casino. Now, that'll get you some bucks.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly.
I got to tell you, and you know what? I can't remember if I talked about it with you. It might have been with Rich a little bit or with Christian as well. When OJ does his crazy tweets about football, he makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean,
he's not football. Completely crazy.
Well,
he might be, but
off the field. When it revolves around football, I don't hate listening to him.
Yeah, it's pretty, pretty. What about fantasy football?
No, he seems to stink at that.
But do you think it would be in bad form if we had, like, the Gresham Fourier Fantasy Night and the guest speaker was a rental?
Yeah, I think that's bad form.
Really?
You should have me, whose Super Bowl playoff daily fantasy thing. I had minus points yesterday because I had Brock Purdy as
my
quarterback.
Well, you know, and Dice is waiting for his title as well.
Am I supposed to bring that to him?
No, it's on a box. It's in a box that I taped up, and I told him a week ago I was sending it to him, and I never went to the post office.
Because I can deliver it by hand. He coaches JV basketball. I see him in the season finale.
You know what?
I can have a presentation at midcourt.
I'm going to have to take you up on that. I taped the box up special for him.
I'm sure he looks forward to it.
Anyone know?
We can do a photo op.
Anyone know Phil Swift, if you catch my drift?
I don't.
Have fun with that one, Dice. I'm going to send it through the mail just to make him wait. And to know that it's sitting there and some other mailman has to deliver it to his house, maybe. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're really torturing him. Anyway, let's get to the lunchtime parlay. Heavy, heavy NBA lunchtime parlay. I'm going with a team that has shocked the hell out of me this year, the Portland Trail Blazers, normally known for much more than just winning basketball games. And they got Dame Dalla out there, and he's rotting away out in the forest. And, well, they had a pretty good year this year. Portland's hosting Atlanta. They're a skinny one-bucket favorite. Give me Portland -2 against the Hawks. Billy, what do you have today there, friend?
All right, I'm taking the Warriors. Warriors are looking to extend their winning streak to 3 games. They're hosting the Thunder. The Thunder's really nothing to write home about. So give me the Warriors to cover 4.5 at Oklahoma City.
Terp!
Give me the Kings -1 in Minnesota against the Timberwolves. The Kings are the better team. This is just reflective because these guys played Friday night and the Timberwolves got the better of them. But the Kings shot 27% from three. I don't see that happening again tonight. So I like the Kings.
This is like the third time maybe you've gone to the Kings. Well, you've been on them in terms of the wagering, right?
They are a good team.
That's another team that's kind of shocked everybody.
Absolutely.
I mean, they'll flame out in the end, but, you know, they're at least a factor again. You know, you got to go back to the Doug Christie era since
they have a pulse.
There's a good way to put it. Also with a pulse is Andy Hart.
Yes. So I know we think because of Celtics matchups that the Magic are better than they really are, but they stink. They're not a good basketball team. They're near the bottom of the Eastern Conference. They are minus 6.5 point differential type team. They are at the Sixers. The Magic stink on the road. They're not good. So I will lay the 9 points, 76ers over the Magic.
Oh, boy. Dangerous times here on the primetime parlay. Four favorites. Portland minus 2. The Warriors minus 4.5. Might be 5 where you are. Kings minus 1. 76ers minus 9. All told, ladies and gentlemen, your $10 could win you $122.83.
Oh, yeah.
On this big-time four-leg lunchtime parlay here with Gresh Fauria. If you missed it, Gresh Fauria, WEEI on Twitter. That's where you can find all the picks to be able to go make your wagers a little bit later on today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.